can we prepare this house for the coming of Jesus, the King?
With branches of cedar, the tree of royalty.
How shall we prepare this house for the coming of Jesus, the eternal Christ?
With garlands of wreaths made of pine and fir, whose leaves are ever living, ever green.
How shall we prepare this house for the coming of Jesus, our Savior?
With arrangements of holly and ivy and the brilliant poinsettia, symbolizing his passion, death, and resurrection.
How shall we prepare this house for the coming of Jesus, the Son of God?
By singing the carols and trimming the tree and raising the star, rejoicing as a church family on the blessings of God.
For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
It's time to rejoice. So let the celebration begin. Let the musicians play. Let the singers sing.
Joy, joy to all the nations, bells of heaven ring.
Down from the glory of heaven came the King. Not just any King, but one who would save his people from their sins. This is the season we celebrate his birth. It's the reason we proclaim, with the saints through the ages, all hail, King Jesus.
Hail, hail to the newborn King. Let our voices sing him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior.
Alleluia.
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 Alleluia. Let it shine so bright to the knowing light of the stable. Kneel close to the child so dear. Cast aside your fear and be thankful. Hail, hail to the newborn King. Let our voices sing him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior. Sing him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior.
Alleluia.
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 The love that came gently that night in Bethlehem changed the world forever. This one who was prophesied by the ancients, proclaimed by the angels, praised by the shepherds, and pursued by wise men. He is Savior, Redeemer, Lord, and King. And the angel told Mary to call his name Jesus.
The prophets told it long before. Then the angel said it once again. There will be a child born who will save the longing hearts of men. He will have a holy name, for
he is Jehovah's only Son, the righteous one. Call him Jesus, Savior, Prince of Peace. Call him Jesus, he will come to set his people free. Call him Wonderful, Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, call him Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King.
Amen.
This is what Christmas is all about. It is the greatest story ever told. A story that no matter how many times we tell it, it never ever grows old.
Year after year, as we celebrate the season, sometimes we lose the joy or forget the reason why. But holding the foundation of our earthly celebration is the story of a king who came to die. It still warms the heart to know that he would leave his glory to become the greatest story of the joy salvation brings.
many of our loved ones have made their journey home. But the story of the Savior is as real today as ever, and throughout eternity it shall.
In recent days, many have tried to reduce this sacred and blessed event we know as Christmas to a mere holiday for lavishing gifts on one another and on ourselves. But Christmas is not just another vacation day on the calendar. Yes, it's a day for celebrating and rejoicing, for sure. But it is also a day of solemn worship and humble thanksgiving, a time for us to honor and praise the one who came to save us from our sin. It is Jesus who makes Christmas a holy day.
Angels are filling the skies. Shepherds draw near to the light. There in a manger he lays. Jesus makes Christmas a holy day. Coming closer to us, saving the world with his love, knowing the price he would pay. Jesus makes Christmas a holy day.
Let all that is in us praise his holy name. You're up, Pastor.
Have you enjoyed this time together this morning?
Yes.
Amen. Well, I'm going to give you a sermon in miniature this morning. Something that you don't often hear, right? As a closure to this service today, very well done to the worship of our Lord and Savior. The psalmist David says in Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2, "My soul waits in silence for God only. From him is my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be greatly shaken." I like that, don't you? Very fitting for this occasion as we think about this season, the Advent leading up to the birth of Jesus Christ. And as we just witnessed the hanging of the greens, we begin the Christian year, and I say Christian year today, because all year long we prepare and we get ready for this special occasion, this season, the birth of Jesus Christ. And it is a time when we prepare ourselves for the coming of our Messiah. You know, through the years, we know the Bible teaches that the Messiah was coming. Even back in the Old Testament, the prophets prophesied, Isaiah, as their coming, counselor, the Prince of Peace. And then in Isaiah chapter 53, he talks about the suffering servant. You know, Christ came into this world to be our Savior. Many people believed, many did not. And today, there's still many people that do not believe in the coming Messiah. In our prophecy today, and a lot of the world, a lot of Christians not even seeing this, we have approaching false prophets today. And you'll probably hear more of that in the coming months, maybe years, of Yaduda, which is another term for a Judah. And who knows about the Antichrist or this false prophet. But in the future, as prophecy prevails, you will hear of this word, Yaduda. And when we think about Christmas, its Advent means coming. Advent means coming. So if you didn't know the meaning of Advent, now you do. It means coming. We celebrate these days of Advent in expectation and preparation for the arrival. And we celebrate Jesus' birthday on December the 25th. Now, is that the exact day? That's the day that's been set aside, that has been given. And we will honor and recognize that day. And through the centuries, Christians have observed a time of waiting and expectation for the celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Advent season is a time for reflection and preparation. And you know what? It's a mood for joyful. It's a joyful celebration. Advent proclaims the revelation of love and expressed in Christ's birth, the humble stable, his sacrificial death on Calvary, and his victorious resurrection. And it points to the hope of Christ coming again as a King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Advent makes innkeepers out of all of us. You think about it. All of us are innkeepers. asking each one of us to make room for the arrival of the Christ the King. So let us today prepare Him room in our hearts, in our lives, in our homes, in our workplaces, and may we be willing to share Him to those that don't know the Messiah, the coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is a time of response. The Lord gives invitations. He gave invitations to everyone. In the New Testament, the four Gospels provides the invitation to come unto me, ye who are weak and heavy laden. That invitation still stands today, this morning. So in a few minutes, we're going to be singing and closing with Silent Night. But right now, I want to close in a prayer and ask you to stand as we close this service. And also remind you, after the service, to come down to the Family Life Center for a time of fellowship and just a celebration of this special day. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day, this glorious celebration, this Advent, the coming of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for all the participation. We thank the choir and all of those who sang today and our congregation as well. Being a part of this, we're all a part of this celebration, this coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His birth, we celebrate. We know He came many, many years ago as a babe, grew up among us. He was human, but yet divine. He went to the cross, died for our sins, yet He arose on the third day. Now seated at the right hand of the Father, as John prophesied that in Revelation chapter 4, as he was welcome to come and see the one sitting on the throne. And Lord, thank you for your intervention in our lives today through prayer, that as we come to you and we pray to you, you hear us. And one of these days you'll be coming again, calling the church up, and we'll be with you forever and ever. There's a lot of things for us to be doing until that event happens, the second coming. We celebrate today the coming of your birth, and we celebrate it, Lord, with our lives, in our homes, and in our nation. We pray that Christ will be recognized. Lord, thank you. We praise your holy name. In his precious name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. everybody can go to the Family Life Center.